Hey there. How are you today? My name's Dana Demara. You have landed on Soul Medicine. I want to just offer up a few administrative items before we begin our deep dive into this podcast. And first of all, I want to say thank you for being here. I'm so grateful. So first, for you yogis out there, always thank you for joining me. Because you are a loyal listener and you're interested in yoga, meditation, breath work, and sound healing, I'm offering you a gift just for listening. I've been at this practice of yoga for over 2 decades now, and in 2020, I created my own portal of full healing modalities. I would love for you to try it out for 2 weeks on me. Yes, on me. Just go to danademarayoga.com. Put in your email address and you receive instant access to live virtual classes and a library of over 300 recorded classes of days gone by. This is my gift for you. Thank you. Those of you interested in astrology, if you go to myastrocast.com, you'll get a mini speed course on astrology. This little course will give you a general overview of astrology. However, if you thirst for more, every week I host a podcast on YouTube all about the weekly astrological outlook. It's free, and if you subscribe on YouTube, the update will come right to you. Just look for me on YouTube. You can't miss it. One more thing I think you may want to know. I do update my website often. I do my best, and I send out newsletters weekly. Sometimes more than once a week. So if that's your jam, go to my website and subscribe to my newsletters. Just go to danademara.com, put in your email address in the little pop-up there, and you'll get emails from me. Now here's the deal about emails. You're going to get emails. If something doesn't resonate, just delete it. But don't unsubscribe. Okay? I do want to say this about my website though. It still is very static info, right? So if you are an Instagram person and you want daily musings, free meditations, early morning practices, find me on Instagram at Dana Demara Evolution. It's also my Facebook handle. However, I don't really post very much there. It's odd to me that we need so many channels. So I would say find one that works for you and I'll meet you there. Of course, for those of you who live here in Encinitas, California, I do host weekly classes in person, sound healing and breathwork sessions right here in SoCal. So I would say just check my website at danademarayoga.com and you'll be able to find all the info you need. Nice little calendar there. Sometimes we practice on the bluff. Sometimes we're practicing at different locations in and around Encinitas and La Costa, but I would love to see you somewhere on this path. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're invited to learn and listen with me. Take a moment to ground in, breathe, and give yourself a moment of stillness. I want to say thank you to Beautiful Chorus for this beautiful intro. It's called The Opening. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, everyone. Have a beautiful day. Namaste.
All right, welcome back. I have Dr. Sarah here again today. Hello, Dr. Sarah.
Hello, Dana. So happy to be here and excited about our topic today.
Me too. When Dr. Sarah and I sit and talk about what we want to talk about, like literally themes just like fly around the room. I wish we could just do this all the time, but I'm grateful when we get to sit and talk a little bit. We're going to talk a little bit about the benefits of hot and cold. And by that, I mean, cold plunge and, for example, infrared sauna. I do want to tell you that there's a lot of information out there and a lot of people are talking about it. Dr. Mark Hyman talks a lot about it. Andrew Huberman talks a lot about it. You can find a lot of information on hot and cold. On hot and cold therapy. What I will say, because I always want to tie it back to soul medicine, like why do I bring this topic in if it's the podcast is soul medicine, right? And I bring it in because I feel like for me, when pain is in the body, which is when I usually gravitate toward a committed practice of hot cold, like I love hot cold. But honestly, if I'm being really honest, I'm very committed to it when I have an injury. I'm not as committed to it when I don't have an injury, but I still do it, but it's more random. So I want to talk a little bit about the benefits of it because I feel like with injury, it's easy to see why we would do it. And I also want to say that this is not, I'm putting out my little disclaimer, this is not medical advice that we're giving. This is not to replace any medical advice that you get from your doctor. We are not telling you to do anything or not to do anything. We're just talking and having a discussion. Okay? Okay, now you go.
Except if you all decide to do ice baths or hot and cold, with your own choice, it's really great. It's true. This is not medical advice, especially like being a medical professional. There are some times where cold therapy can be contraindicated, even though it is such a natural thing. And I will say the very roots of naturopathic medicine, where naturopathic medicine came from, is hydrotherapy, right? Water therapy with water. Like the benefits of water and hot and cold water, alternating hot and cold, ice baths, compresses, magic socks, which I'll talk about because they're really fun if you don't know about them. Are so beneficial. I've seen countless patients get off all different kinds of medication just from using different forms of hydrotherapy. So potent. And it's interesting because naturopathic medicine has evolved, changed, transformed in a lot of ways since kind of the beginnings. And now prolotherapy and PRP and IV therapies and all these kind of much higher interventions. I don't know if higher is the right word, are more popular, and a lot of medications and drugs, and really, when we go back to the roots, hydrotherapy is probably one of the first therapies used in naturopathic medicine and is like where it all came from. And so I hope that as cold therapy, ice baths, alternating hot and cold become kind of more popular, more widespread, that we remember the power of water and temperature, and how deeply it can transform our health.
Well, first of all, I had no idea that that's was like the birth of naturopathic medicine. So that's amazing. Of course it was. And I love that you use the professional words that I was trying to get at, which is like you may have a contraindication. So if you're going to do hot cold therapy, please, either talk to your doctor or find a naturopath or call Dr. Sarah. So
Thank you.
I I want to say something just really quick about when I started doing hot cold. I started doing hot cold during the pandemic when my neighbors got a sauna and a cold plunge. And I remember the first time I got in that cold plunge, and I think the temperature of the water was like, I don't know, 50, 40, 48 degrees or 50 degrees or something. And I couldn't even stay in it for more than like 5 seconds. It was like, oh my God, I can't believe this, right? And this was in 2020. And now I love it. It's like once you get past that 3 minute mark, it's like bliss. Oh, this is great, you know? So I would love to hear your thoughts on, you know, this whole cold water therapy and alternating hot to cold. Tell us why it's so good.
So many thoughts. This podcast could be 4 hours, and I'm excited. So I'm sorry if I
we may have to have like two or three on them. It's fine.
Okay. So first of all, it is bliss, and you know, so you speaking to that, it's scientifically bliss, right? It just increases endorphins, so it really feels what bliss feels like.
Yeah.
Sitting in a freezing cold tub after you get past the few minutes, or when you get out at least, you know? So many benefits. One of the first ways, I guess, I learned about hydrotherapy was like probably 20 years ago, in our clinical shifts in naturopathic school. A therapy that we were using with patients that would come in for all sorts of different concerns was something called constitutional hydrotherapy. And there's different ways to do that at home. This was having somebody lay on a table and just switching hot towels and ice cold towels on their belly and then on their back for digestion, for pain, for circulation, for womb complaints, like all the things, depression, anxiety. And at first, I remember when I learned about it, I was like, what, hot and cold towels? Somebody's going to come in here and pay to lay down on a table to get hot and cold towels put on their body. There was no massage, nothing else involved, you know? And the benefits and the way it shifted people's frequency and like their concerns gone, headaches gone, pain gone, just from literally having this treatment. And so there's lots of different ways we can use hydrotherapy, hot and cold, ice therapy. That is one of them. Kind of the simplest way is hot and cold showers at home, alternating hot and cold showers. There's lots of different ways to do this. And I'll kind of explain the most basic way. Again, not medical advice, but so the idea behind a hot and cold shower and most alternating hot and cold therapies is it acts as almost like a pump, right? So when you're exposed to cold, all the blood, the lymph, the chi, everything goes to the vital organs, to the center. And with hot, everything goes to the peripheral tissues. And so in a shower, you would do hot for, let's say, a minute, cold for 30 seconds, hot for a minute, cold for 30 seconds, ideally at least 3 cycles of that, starting with hot and ending with cold. And that alone can have like countless health benefits on physical health, emotional health, spiritual health. That alone is soul medicine, just alternating the temperature in the shower. And ideally you're going from hot to cold, not warm-ish to cool-ish. So that's an easy thing to do at home without having to like go to a spa or get a treatment or have an ice bath or a sauna at your house. Can be as simple as a shower. And another really amazing treatment that has worked miracles in my own children and in a lot of my patients are magic socks. Have we talked about this or have you heard about
these? No, but I can't wait to hear.
So we call them magic socks. Really, they're cold, wet socks, but they're magical. So if somebody has a fever or a cold, putting on ice cold cotton socks, so soaking your socks in ice water, putting them on, and then covering them with dry wool socks and then going to sleep. While you're asleep, it increases circulation, blood flow, lymph flow, and often you'll wake up feeling better. The fever will be gone. And it's just a great way to encourage the immune system or to give the immune system just a little nudge to do its thing or give the circulatory system a little nudge to do its thing. Sleeping in ice cold socks with wool socks over top. It sounds horrible, but it's actually.
It's actually what?
It's actually not that bad.
I used to do that with the girls when they were younger. I was hoping that that's what you were going to say. So I had one of the girls would get spike high fevers just out of nowhere. And so we had them, I had them in the freezer. I had cold socks in the freezer and I would just put them on her feet, which she hated, and then cover it with the wool socks. But I also put lavender on her feet. So I would do the lavender and then I put the ice cold sock and then the wool. And if her fever was really big, I would watch it go down. And that sock, I would have to change the first round. I would have to change within like an hour and a half. And then I would change it. And then she'd go to sleep. She'd wake up, that fever was gone. So they are magic socks, Dr. Sarah. Yeah.
Like
What was
it.
the other one you were going to talk about? You said magic socks and what else?
Well, the hot and cold showers I spoke about, and then the ice baths is a big thing, with Wim Hof breathing and a lot of people talking about ice therapy. Olympics, Olympians and all kinds of professional athletes use it to help with athletic performance. And it's all very true. There is a ton of both science and traditional practice that comes with swimming in cold or bathing in cold. If you think about where a lot of the hot springs are naturally on the planet, usually they're beside really cold rivers, right? Or different temperatures of water. That's how hot and cold exist naturally together, right? There's countless benefits on the cardiovascular system, on circulation, on blood pressure, on just warming up temperature in general. I see a lot of people that have cold hands and feet, or trouble with circulation, water retention, varicose veins, that kind of thing. And just doing alternating showers can really be helpful for that. The biggest thing, and you spoke it by saying it's bliss for you, is the impact of ice baths in particular, or cold plunges in particular, on mental health and on feeling the bliss, right? Like it's been shown over and over to help with depression and anxiety and feeling really low, to the point where I've seen so many people get off medication, herbs, supplements from doing cold plunges, just to help balance neurotransmitters. So that's probably the most profound piece. It's used a lot and talked about a lot for athletic performance and metabolism. So for weight loss, one thing it does is it increases our brown fat, and brown fat is what helps increase our metabolism. White fat is what kind of like sticks, and cold plunging or ice bath help decrease the white fat. So it's used a lot for both metabolism, for weight and exercise performance, and also for energy metabolism, like in terms of mitochondria and blood sugar metabolism. That's probably another huge area. Just ice bath therapy for diabetes and insulin resistance. Again, not medical advice, but high insulin is one of those things that, once your insulin or your blood sugar is dysregulated, got to be really strict in the diet and with exercise to get it re-regulated. And there's lots of herbs that act as allies, and ice baths, one of the most profound impacts is on regulating our insulin and our blood sugar.
It's interesting to me where society is going as a whole with the medical community, and how much I'm learning not being sucked into Western medicine, having my hand in it because it is important. We have to have both. I think it's such a gift to be able to have Western medicine and also that Eastern philosophy and learning about these traditions that have been around forever. And how I'm watching it now start to marry. It's, when I went in for my knee, because I had my torn meniscus, I was able to talk to my surgeon, the MD, the surgeon, about PRP and, using the red light therapy and cold plunge. And he was so great. He said, I'm not completely schooled in all of that. But this is what I know, and this is why I feel like the science works. And I thought, oh, applaud, because it's moving in that direction. I wouldn't be surprised if a couple of years from now, hopefully sooner, that we start seeing things like this covered by insurance for people. I think it would just be incredible. I mean, I remember when I gave birth to Ava, who's now, at the time of recording this, 18, and it wasn't legal yet to have the birthing tub in the hospital. Like, it wasn't legal. You couldn't do that. And so I think, now of course you can. So I just know that at some point in time, Western medicine is going to start incorporating this, and hopefully it will start to heal our society.
And it's interesting. It's like, because again, it's not new, right? This practice of hydrotherapy, or like the health benefits, not just the health benefits, the like way that bathing or sitting in cold water, alternating between hot and cold water, can help us feel in our full aliveness. That's old, right? That's like a nature cure, nature therapy, right? Like, now you can go to a spa and pay however much, or like buy a $5,000 cold plunge to put in your backyard, right? And it's like also nature. It's been around, and a lot of these therapies, right? Like, just the respect and the attention that's given to herbal medicine now, or breath work, or meditation, again, like ancient, and now becoming common again in a new way, which is also neat, right?
Yeah. I do have a question. I have a little bit of a conundrum or curiosity, I guess, around the thought process behind intense breath work and then cold plunging. Like, for me, I feel, and then into the sauna. I think that's how they do it. And I'm not going to name the space that I'm talking about, but I feel like, first of all, I feel like it's heat first, then cold, from what I know. And then also, as now a breath work facilitator, and then doing the breath work and then doing sound healing right after. I guess I don't understand what the benefit would be from doing intense active pranayama into the cold plunge and then into the heat. Is there a, or does that seem, like, what would be, I guess the better question to ask is, what would be the flow that would be best, most beneficial?
So in general, most beneficial, the first thing, like not even speaking about the breath work, but starting with hot, ending with cold, always is most beneficial to the body, because when you end with cold, the like metabolic benefit actually happens afterwards. Like, so if you're in a cold plunge for 3 minutes, or if you're in a cold plunge for 15 minutes, the most benefit actually happens when your body goes back to room temperature, not when you go into a sauna again, right? Because the act of warming your body back up is anti-inflammatory. Okay, so cold last, hot first. Breath work, my teacher David Elliott would say, like, you don't need breath work is powerful enough on its own, right? It's potent enough on its own. You don't need to add all of these things to it. That being said, that's my teacher, right? And I agree with that. I'm a breathwork teacher, and breathwork is potent enough. It is so powerful, right? Life-changing, transformative, alchemical, right? And there's lots of other practices, the Wim Hof method, or lots of other kind of lineages of breathwork and breathwork practices that incorporate the hot and cold, and it's all great for you, right? So I think I'm with you in that I don't think it's necessarily needed, especially like right after or even right before breath work. And if there are some people that choose to practice in that way, it will help with detox. It will help with the movement of energy more, with circulation more, with that kind of clarity, centered, clear aliveness that happens with breath work and cold plunging. So I could see the benefit of, and there are some studies that show the benefit of doing them all together. In terms of flow, I guess my biggest thing would be the ending with cold, starting with hot, and then the breath work wherever it feels right. And in my own practice, I think I'll often, I love to cold plunge. I love sitting in a sauna. I love the alternating those two things. And in my practice, often the breath work I do separately.
Yeah, I'm the same. It's separate for me, for sure. And then just one final question, and this is really just my own for me. Menopause and cold plunge and hot. So some women will say, now that I'm on the right supplements, I'm not getting hot flashes anymore. But some women will say, I don't want to do the cold plunge or the hot, the infrared sauna because I'm having hot flashes. I'm in menopause. How do you feel about just your own personal preference, not medical advice? How do you feel about women in menopause taking
that? I actually think it's really helpful because it helps circulate the hormones. So it helps us recirculate the hormones that our body needs, detox the whatever our body doesn't need. And so I actually think it's really helpful and for temperature regulation in general. So when the temperature is dysregulated, either from a hypothalamic place or from a hormonal place or from cortisol being imbalanced, I think hot and cold can actually really help with that.
Well, I'm excited because after we're done with this, I'm actually going to do a hot cold. So I'll let you know how it goes.
I want to go. I have a friend who has the most like beautiful, picturesque cold plunge looking out over the jungle and a sauna looking out over the jungle. And one thing I will say, and one thing I do often combine is exercise first and then either cold plunge or exercise, then sauna, then cold plunge, or at home, exercise, then a cold shower. And so just even taking a cold shower post-exercise still gives a similar effect, not as potent as sitting in an ice bath, but doing the hot and cold or the cold post-exercise is a great way to start for people who are not used to it, just because your body's already warm
from exercising. Well, I sure appreciate having these conversations with you, my friend.
You too.
So if any of you who are listening out there want Dr. Sarah and I to talk about a topic, feel free to send it to me. You can just email me at dana@danadamara.com. And you can get a hold of Dr. Sarah at her website and also on Instagram. Sarah, why don't you give them your website and your Instagram?
Sure. My website is just drsarahrothman.com and my Instagram is at Dr. Sarahanne Rothman.
Dr. Sarah Ann Rothman with an E. Thank you, dear.
Thank you so much. So fun.
Always a pleasure. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.